8:30 on the clock.
Good morning.
Start the Board of Equalization, July 9th, 2014.
Oh, Counselor, good morning.
Your meeting dax is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Dornbaum, and Lidlbyer, Setzer. First, I need a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved to approve the agenda.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Gary Lytle.
Good job.
Discussion. Vote.
Ready again. Our hands.
If the clerk is
ready.
Yep. The clerk ready? Okay.
Clerk's ready.
7-0 to approve. Next is approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve.
Moved by Dennis.
I'll second that.
Moved by Gary. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. If somebody comes in, we'll go back. I need a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slip 19.
I would move to approve tax correction slip number 19.
By Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. And this is in the amount of $451.46 to Cheryl Prawl. Any more discussion or questions? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty or Denny? What you got?
What do we got, Denny? Protest.
We're busy.
Very busy. Tomorrow's protest, and then we do have one more day. And then we'll hear the final ones on the 23rd after the board meeting. So, did you schedule those for when, Don?
Pardon?
What time did you schedule those on the 23rd?
At 1 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll reconvene at 1.
So that'll be for the final board with the recommendations from the two from the committees. So we have two full days, so not too bad.
We have tomorrow on the 10th, we start at 9 o'clock. We actually start at 8:45. We have one coming in early, and we will have Terry, John, and myself will be hearing the protest tomorrow. And on the 18th will be Terry, Kathy, and I, unless we make other changes. So, okay. So we are set, and we have 149 protests, including 25 by one individual. So.
Anything else? Terry, got anything?
Nothing.
Can't protest yours here. You have to go through the process.
I've got a question for Patty on protesting. If somebody other than the property owner protests their valuation, is the property owner notified that there's a protest?
We didn't. No. I think most of the ones that the protests have been filed at do know about it, though, because of all of our discussions, but... No, we didn't. We didn't notify the other people.
Now, is it within our rights to notify the property owners?
We never have before, but we usually don't have that scenario. So,
I don't know. I think it might be a good thing that we would notify them. Actually,
I do too. As long as we can legally do it, I think we should.
I know it's extra work. You guys got lots to do.
Well, it's on tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The only thing is we worked with Glennis through Engage, so she had talked to all of them out there, I believe. That's the only mm-hmm. difference. I mean, I haven't had one like this for quite maybe 10 years ago.
Can't remember ever doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. So the only other thing, I guess we could call them out there, this, you know, and tell them. But I think the majority of them, because we worked with Glennis McClure through Engage, they knew about it.
I think so, too. Most of those I've talked to.
I think if somebody's purporting to represent somebody.
Yeah, that's not the case. It's just...
So they're just using that.
Everybody has the right to protest somebody else's. And for, I mean, that's the you know, in the regs, so...
I guess if my property were, my valuation were being protested by somebody else and I didn't know about it, I would like to be informed so that I could mm-hmm. decide whether or not I was going to be there for the
yeah,
protest.
That probably is a good idea. It's just...
Just make a quick phone, if you could make a quick phone call.
All of the ones, yeah. Okay. Like I said, I know Glennis, I don't know if Glennis had talked to a group of people, or was she out at all? Because I know she was handling a lot of...
She sent an email just saying that... saying that it had been raised, and this is why. I don't think I got after the last meeting saying that it had... Maybe I did get one after the last meeting saying it had been
raised. We did do after that was rolled back to 30 cents, we sent every property owner out there a board notice. So they did get a notice. So I think you should have got one of those notices, but we did not let them know that somebody else was protesting. But I can make some calls this afternoon to make sure they know and just put on what time it is this tomorrow and stuff. There is a couple from in that area that have indicated on the protest tomorrow. There was one we got that he will represent himself. So, and then there's World Lawn, I believe. There's one other. So I can call those people this afternoon and let them know what time it is on tomorrow if they want to come. So,
good idea.
This is just usually not a, you know, like I said, everybody has the right to protest somebody else's, but I probably haven't had one like that for quite
a while. This is quite unusual to deal with this situation.
That's about all I have, unless you guys have any other questions. People have been really, really good about bringing appraisals and showing pictures, and then I've sent Dan out on some properties. So I'm really glad that the people are starting to understand the process to where they just don't say taxes are too high. So that helps me out a lot, you know, and I've had photos, you know. So it's been really good as far as evidence and stuff on the property taxes payers owner, you know. Let us know what's going on. And a lot of them will say, well, you know, this is what we're doing now, but next year you can put it on your pickup list and we're going to, you know, remodel and stuff. So it's been really good as far as the taxpayer goes, as far as the evidence and stuff that we've had. Last year was good, too. So I think they're starting to understand the, you know.
I think your office has done a good job of educating people.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Have you had a pretty steady stream of people? I mean, people that didn't protest even just come in and visit or?
They come in and ask some questions. You know, like they bring their, the farm maps have been coming in.
Oh.
And they've been looking at those. We did pick up quite a few pivots on Google Earth. So those people really need to come in and let us know exactly how many irrigated acres, because when we're doing that, we pretty much guess.
Oh,
yeah. So, you know, the people need to pay attention to that, because we just take what we think there's there, and if we're not right, we need to see the map. So, but, yeah, it's really not been real, you know. In days gone by, I've seen people standing out in the hall when we had major reappraisals.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not real, you know, been real bad, so, which I'm glad, but I guess that's all I have for you.
I would think people own agricultural property that put in pivots should know that that's personal property that needs to be reported. But I don't know if this is a matter of a lot of landowners that don't know they're supposed to report this or not. But we have found an awful lot of pivots that were not reported in our Google, in our air thing.
Well, also, and just what Patty said, then the valuation on the land itself changes. You know, if there's a pivot on there, it's not dry land anymore, it's irrigated, which has a higher value to it or whatever. So, yeah, that. But I'm like Denny, it should have been reported.
Right. Keep assuming they just don't know any different, right? They aren't doing it on purpose.
Well, the same thing is, too. The problem is when they tear ground up, we don't always see that either. So, you know, that's kind of hard to tell when they take trees out and tear the pasture up to make it on ground. So.
Anything else for equalization? Nancy, got anything for equalization? All right.
We did make the point that Engage has visited with most of the industries in the industrial park about the differences in values and in taxable and what we're taxing their property at. There will be a lot of protests that are filed on those properties tomorrow that we're hearing those tomorrow afternoon. And so we're hopeful that the owners of the property understand that somebody has filed protests on their property. Okay. So we think most of them know it, but...
Yeah, and I was going to note last time that I appreciate Patty's assistance.
Hello, this is Glynis McClure. I'm with Engage. And I was going to note last time in the meeting, and I appreciated Patty and Daryl's work with us on. I just had a lot of questions, as did a lot of the industrial park folks, and just thought it would be helpful and good to... you know, to try to help them through some of the issues a little bit, and they were great. So I just kind of fed back information from what Patty had noted. So thank you.
We appreciate the relationship.
Yeah, thank you too, Glynis, for coming in and talking about that. It's been good. It's best to come to the source, and I think we all sat down, and that makes it a lot easier. So
anything else for equalization? Seeing none, we will adjourn 8:41.